This is the Aviat Merli of the 13th of October 2024. Original date, the 11th of March 2002. Specialities are gifts from God. Offer them for world service. Today, the great-great-grandfather, Father Brahma, and Father Shiva are giving the whole elevated, fortunate Brahmin clan all over the world lots and lots of multi-million time congratulations for the divine Alokic birthday. Together with this, they are giving birthday greetings with deep love and spiritual flowers of love from their heart. They are very happy to see the speciality of every Brahmin soul. In their heart they are singing the song, Wah Children Wah. Today from Amrit Vela there were those waves of happiness visible in each one's heart. Wah, the Alokic birthday of our Father and us. The Father was also happy to see the garlands of greetings of all the children from Amrit Vela. In the whole cycle, this birthday is only celebrated at the confluence age. Even in the golden age, you will not celebrate such an Alokic birthday. Even there, you will not have such a unique birthday, when the Father and the children take birth on the same day. Until now, have you ever heard of a birthday which is the same day for the Father and his children? However, today, the birthday you are celebrating is of you children and of Bapdada on the same day. So you are singing songs of wah, wah, wonder, are you not? Today at Amrit Vela, Bapdada was creating a rosary. Which rosary was he creating? He was not making the final rosary of 108, which would make you wonder whether your name was in it or not, but he was making a rosary today of the children who have remained immortal with the blessing of being immortal from the beginning of establishment until now, which is the time that is close to destruction. According to the drama, it is in the elevated parts of those souls too to see and hear the divine activities of God, the highest on high. However, there are very few of them. Do all of you also have this in your parts? Bapdada is making you into the Brahmin dynasty. This is why, in terms of the world, all of you Brahmins are very, very, very fortunate. Why? You are in the line of the handful out of multi-millions, and a selected few from that handful. On the one side, there are the billions of souls of the world, and on the other side, there are all of you Brahmin souls who are united. So, on this birthday, Bapdada was seeing the horoscope of every child. Not just some of you, but of every child. And was garlanding you with the rosaries of specialities. Whether you are new souls or those souls from the beginning or from the middle, you are special. You will remain special. You will remain special throughout the whole cycle. Throughout the whole cycle, all the souls of the world will see you elevated souls with a vision of greatness. So do each of you know your specialities? Do you know them? does each one of you know your speciality? If yes, then raise one hand. Very good. What do you do with those specialities? You know that they are very good. You accept them as very good. But what do you do with those specialities? The response came back, use them for service. You don't use them in any other way, do you? Specialities are a gift from God. A gift from God is to be constantly offered for world service. If the specialities are used in a negative way, they take on a form of arrogance. This is because after coming onto the path of this knowledge, after coming into Brahmin life, you attain many specialities from the Father. For by belonging to the Father, you claim a right to the treasures of specialities. You don't have just one or two specialities. You have many specialities. In the memorial too, your specialities are mentioned as being 16 celestial degrees full. So there aren't just 16, but 16 means full. It means being full of all virtues. To be full is in the details of being completely viceless. In words, it is completely viceless, but in being full, there is a lot of detail. So every Brahmin attains specialities as an inheritance from the Father. However, you have to imbibe those specialities and then use them for service. That is not my speciality, but it is a gift from God. When you consider it to be a gift from God, that speciality will be filled with God's powers. By saying that it is yours, you have to face both arrogance and being insulted. The sign of having any type of arrogance of knowledge, yoga, service, your intellect, or any virtue, that is, such a soul would very quickly feel insulted. So you are special souls, that is, you have a right to those gifts from God. So today, all of you have come to celebrate Bapdada's birthday, have you not? Bapdada too has come to celebrate the birthday of all of you. You will just celebrate Bapdada's birthday, but Bapdada has come to celebrate the birthday of the whole Brahmin clan. No matter whether you are sitting far away in this land or far away in some corner abroad, any soul who has become a Brahmin and belongs to the Brahmin clan, Bapdada is celebrating your birthday. You are celebrating that too. You are celebrating everyone's birthday, are you not? Or is it the birthday of just those who are sitting here? You remember everyone, do you not? Look, everyone is watching to see whether you are also celebrating their birthday or not. So you are celebrating everyone's birthday. Congratulations, congratulations, congratulations to everyone. To celebrate means to have that zeal and enthusiasm. So you have that enthusiasm in your heart, do you not? Wah, our Alaukik birthday, wah. So today, from Amrit Vela, you have all had a lot of zeal and enthusiasm in your hearts for your birthday. Bapdada even saw the cards. You see them with those eyes, but Bapdada sees them in a subtle form before any of you see them. Bapdada saw how all of you have so much zeal and enthusiasm to show the enthusiasm in your hearts. Nowadays, emails are very cheap, so everyone sends a lot of emails. Everything reaches Bapdada, whether it is an email, a card, a letter, or a thought in your heart. If you collected all the cards, letters, emails and thoughts from everywhere from Amrit Vela, you would enjoy yourselves a great deal just seeing them. This is a unique exhibition. On a birthday, you make a wish for the future. On your birthday, the number of your age increases, and so you have now moved forward 1 year. In the same way, in your invaluable lives, in your minds, that is, in your thoughts, in the decision power of your intellects, in your words, in having the power to make others into the embodiments of success in a second, in terms of relations and connections, let all those who are in connection with you experience one attainment or another at every moment. Have you made a vow of such determination for the year ahead? On the day of Shiv Jayanti, all Brahmin souls have two aims. One is a promise to themselves, and the other is to hoist the flag of the Father's revelation. All of you have these two particular aims in your hearts. So Bapdada saw the register of the past of all the promises you have made. Every year, each one of you made a promise in the right way in your thoughts and words. You have done very well. However, from today, that is, after celebrating this birthday, especially underline one phrase. It is a common phrase. It is not a new phrase. That phrase is constant determination. Not determination sometimes, and carelessness in determination sometimes. When you have constant determination, the sign of it is that there will be constant 100% success in your every thought, word, and deed in terms of the self, service, and in your relationships. For as long as Brahmins lack constant success in all of these things, then, according to the drama, revelation is also delayed. Success is the basis of revelation. Let every word be filled with success. Let every thought be filled with success. This is why in the memorials today, those who call themselves gurus are referred to as gurus whose every word is a version of the truth. Even if they are telling lies, their devotees would say, "This is a version of the truth." So this is a memorial of your promise. It is you who become emperors and great. And this is why when it is said, "The guru whose every word is a version of the truth," they mean the great souls. Never think, "That was not my intention, but I just said it," or "It just emerged like that." Words or feelings do not emerge just like that, without any motive. That is just deceiving yourself. Sometimes you say that the words just emerged. Why did they just emerge? Why? Do you not have any controlling power that they just emerged? It just happened, dot, dot, dot. So are you not the king? It means that you are under the influence of some of your physical senses, does it not? This is why the words just emerged or something else just happened. So, this year, together with congratulations, also underline constant determination in everything. Today it is your birthday, so Babdada is not telling you anything today, but Babdada has noted it in everyone's chart, and he will tell you that in the last meeting. Today Babdada is just going to celebrate and not tell you anything. He will tell you after 15 days. The response came. If Babdada were to tell us, it would all be put right in 15 days. Okay, if you first say that you will make that correction within 15 days, then it is okay for Baba to tell you. If that transformation were to take place in 15 days, you can't tell what Babdada would do. Should Babdada tell you? Will you be transformed in 15 days? Will you have this thought? It is good. Will you Pandavas do this? Should Baba tell you? It is easy to hear it, but will you do it? You will have to do it then. Babdada then asked all of those sitting at the back, all the mothers, teachers, double foreigners, and everyone waved their hands. All of you raise your hands very well. There are three groups of double foreigners, are there not? Introverted, Mastana, or intoxicated, and Shakti, powerful group. The introverted group, raise your hands. There are very few in the group of introversion. The second group is intoxicated, Mastana. Okay, those who are in the Mastana group, stand up. You are those who remain constantly intoxicated, are you not? What is the meaning of Mastana? Those who are constantly intoxicated. The third group is Shakti. The Shakti group is powerful, is it not? You have chosen very good names. In the beginning, when there was the Bhatti, what were the names of your groups? Divine Unity, Manohar Party, Supreme Party. The names are very beautiful, are they not? So these two are very good groups. If you remember the name, then together with the name, you will also remember your task. Acha, double foreign Kumars, stand up. Acha, this is the group of Kumars. You have done very well. Babdada has received very good news of the refreshment of the double foreigners. Babdada is congratulating you from the heart and also reminding all of the groups of what Baba has underlined today. There are many double foreign teachers. To become a teacher is a sign of very, very elevated fortune, because Babdada sees the teachers as Guru Bhais, disciple trained to take the seat of the Guru. He sees you with such a vision of being equal because you sit on the Father's seat. Teachers receive this right, do they not? Just as a guru has his throne, so too this throne of the Murli is to enable others to imbibe the Murli and to listen to the Murli. You don't just read the Murli, but you also have to inspire them to imbibe it. Bap Dada has given you teachers the throne of a guru by. It has been seen abroad that all of you very soon become seated on the throne. Bap Dada is pleased. To wear the crown of responsibility, to maintain courage is not a small thing. But to be a Gurubai is to be equal to the Father. In fact, everyone has to become equal to the Father. But the teachers especially have the crown of responsibility. Bap Dada also likes the gathering of teachers very much. However, the special term for today is constant attention. Acha, teachers of Bharat, stand up. The teachers of Bharat are no less. So did you hear with which vision Baba sees the teachers? This seat of conducting class and reading the Murli is very fortunate. You are very, very lucky, because who are instruments in the corporeal form? Acha. One of the daddies is abroad and one is in Madhuban, but at every place, it is the teachers who are instruments in the corporeal form. Or even the Pandavas are instruments. It isn't that there are just teachers, even Pandavas, whom you call senior brothers, are there. Pandavas are very necessary. It is with the company of both the Shaktis and the Pandavas that the task has continued from the beginning. Even though there were very few Pandavas, there was Vishwa Kishore. Anand Kishore and Vishwa Kishore were there at the beginning. So you have the company of Pandavas, do you not? However, the majority is of the teachers who become instruments. You are the backbone. You are the backbone of even the teachers. Each one has his or her own part. However, abroad there is the speciality of even Pandavas being teachers. Few Pandavas in Bharat become teachers, but Bap Dada always says that teachers are those who give a vision of the Father through their features, the ones who show the clear future through their features. So you are such teachers, are you not? Let whoever sees you experience Bap Dada's sustenance. Let God's virtues and God's powers be visible on your faces. Let him be visible through your words. Let it not be such and such a teacher said this. No, Bap Dada gave this experience through the features of the teachers. To forge everyone's connection with the Father is the duty of the teachers. Let the word Baba emerge from each one's heart at every moment. Very good groups have been created because they have good experiences when they receive personal refreshment. The result of the groups has been good. It is good. To all the elevated Brahmin souls who are celebrating their birthday festival, to the elevated souls who constantly perform an alaukik divine task in their alaukik birth, to the children who constantly belong to the one Father and none other, and who constantly remember the one, Eknami, and are incarnations of economy of all treasures. To the children who reveal every blessing and inheritance of theirs through their lives, and who maintain zeal and enthusiasm. To such children, Bapdada's congratulations for the Lokic birth. Love, remembrance and namaste. Then Baba was speaking to the daddies. Daddy G gave Bapdada many, many congratulations for his birthday. Today all of you were in the rosary. Baba remembered the rosary. You jewels of the beginning of establishment were beads in that rosary. It is good that you were instruments for establishment. You became instruments for sustenance, and you will now become instruments to go with the Father. Will Bapdada alone open the gates? No, came the response. They are waiting for you. Come, so that we can open the gates. However, you will have to complete your service, because you people have been made instruments in the corporeal form. So you will have to complete your task in the corporeal form. Whom does everyone see nowadays? On whom does everyone's vision fall? It falls on all of you. Everyone's vision falls on all of you who have become instruments. Baba has seated everyone in his eyes. The Father's vision is not narrow. He has unlimited vision. So all of you are in his vision. All of you are jewels of the eyes. Very good. Each one of you is playing your part, and you have to play it. You are bound to the drama. Do you like it? It is very good. Blessing. May you put aside temporary supports and, as an accurate effort maker, make the One Father your support. Making effort does not mean that you can continue to make the same mistake again and again by making your effort your support. An accurate effort maker means one who becomes a real human and makes his chariot function. Now let go of temporary supports. Some children make limited things their support instead of making the Father their support. Whether it is your nature or sanskars, adverse situations, all of those temporary supports are only for show and are deceptive. The support of the One Father is your canopy of protection. Slogan: a knowledgeful person is one who recognizes Maya from a distance and makes himself powerful. Om Shanti.